Anyways, let's go and refocus here a bit and move things along. So I think the best way to kick off part three is to rewind things back a bit to 2017. Well, actually, hang on a second. Let's go ahead and go back even further and rewind things back a bit more to 2016, because 2016 was the year, you know, after a couple years of preparation or education, whatever illustrious term you like to use, but 2016 was when we started preparing to put things in motion. That's right, this movie thing, that is. Now, here's something to keep in mind going into all of this. And once again, I think I already mentioned this previously. Keep in mind that the goal here wasn't for yours truly to get in front of the camera and do all this ooh shit. Or I think the term most of you are familiar with is this quote-unquote acting, right? Or quote-unquote playing dumb. Again, whichever descriptive term or terms you all enjoy using or hearing. But keep in mind here that the end goal of something like this is not only for this thing to do well enough to continue onward with more and more projects, but the end goal, as is with any creative idea, at least here that is that hopefully the idea blossoms into something that can help eventually create jobs. We're talking hundreds, if not thousands, depending on the budget, right? Jobs in entertainment, that is. That maybe you get a bit of a say in who, yes, who gets to play and what gets to play. Because after all, each production entity is its own business, and you know, they have the right to do as they please, as in who they choose to work with and not work with, right? And so the end goal here was not only to create maybe hundreds or thousands of jobs, but the who and what factor is important. The control of who and what matters quite a bit, as you all might agree, when it comes to this entertainment thing, right? And I think it's a pretty cool thing for any idea that anyone comes up with that eventually creates thousands of jobs in entertainment. Yeah, I think that's a pretty darn cool thing. Because after all, not everything can do that. I mean, we all have ideas, but, you know, some make sense more than others. And not that those ideas that never get to that point, the point to where it can create hundreds and thousands of jobs, not that those ideas are bad or wrong, because there is no such thing as a right or wrong, you know, idea. It's just that some ideas are, you know, some ideas are a bit more magnetic and make more sense than others, and therefore the ones that make more sense maybe gets to see the light of day over the other ideas. But like I said, just because a creative idea never blossoms into something more doesn't mean it's a bad or wrong idea. There's a lot of different variables that can play into whether something blossoms into something more or not, right? It could just be, you know, timing-wise, maybe that doesn't stick or make sense, or whatever, right? But yeah, no such thing as a right or wrong idea, just as some make more sense than others. But in any case, the point yours truly is trying to make here is that it's a pretty darn cool thing to come up with, you know, an idea, you know, some dumb idea that eventually blossoms and creates hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs in entertainment. Yeah, in entertainment, that's a pretty cool thing, I think. So, but anyways, just want to remind everyone to keep all that in mind as we sizzle into part three.